are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today. Welcome back to Next on Scene. I am so excited to have a fabulous guest on the line, Calista West, who is a private jeweler, and she is based in Nantucket, but travels to Boston. Anywhere you basically want to have a private appointment, she can help you. She also has an office in New York. Hi, Calista. How are you today?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Good. I'm so excited to have you on the line and for you to share our, your amazing background with our audience. So I just want to give a brief synopsis of what makes you stand out as a jeweler. So the beauty behind what you do as a private jeweler is you also have access to almost every designer's work around the world, and clients never pay retail price, which is freaking amazing.
Specialize in is engagement rings. So a lot of my clients, you know, I think it's because of like my age and like my age group, a lot of my clients are shopping for engagement rings. So that's mostly what I'm doing is I meet with people that are shopping for their engagement rings. So I bring loose diamonds to them and I help them pick one, and then I help design the ring, and it's a lot of fun.
I love it. So tell us how you got involved in the private jeweler industry.
Honestly, I was involved in the jewelry industry for a few years prior. I was managing a fine jeweler on Nantucket, and I just had this idea one day where, I love jewelry, and I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur. I've always wanted to be self-employed, and I love working with people, and I just was like, you know, I can do this on my own and make a business out of it, and I can, you know, meet with people one-on-one and make a really special experience out of it. And the other benefit is I don't have a lot of overhead that brick-and-mortar stores have. So nobody ever pays retail. They pay, well under, and they still have a great experience.
Love that. So I would love for you to just share briefly about your background. Like, did you fall into the private jeweling industry, or did you do something before that kind of honed into this?
I completely fell into it, and I feel so lucky to have fallen into it. And like I said, I was working for this other jeweler on the island, and it was purely, it was purely by chance, and it just was an idea that I had, and I was like, you know what, it's either now or never, and I'm 32, and I went to New York over this past winter, and I studied diamond grading. And I just took it from there. And here I am. I have like a full-fledged business now.
I love it. What was the first product you ever made?
The first client I ever had was actually a friend of a friend. And it was their 50th wedding anniversary, if you can believe it. And I searched and searched far and wide. This is one of the things that I do is a client comes to me and says, this is what I want. I go and find it, and I don't stop looking until I find exactly what they want.
I love that.
So I ended up finding him. Yeah, so I ended up finding him this handmade 5-carat diamond bracelet. So it was a carat of diamonds representing every decade of marriage together.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. And then the second project that I did was for a client. It was for my first engagement ring client, and so that was back in May, I believe. And so I brought in loose diamonds, and I scour the market. I just look and look and look, and I only find the best, nicest diamonds that you can get.
Love it. Now, how can people, just out of curiosity, Calista, just out of curiosity, but how can people get in touch with you? Because mm-hmm. you're obviously like by appointment. I mean, I know you have two different right. offices, but how do you normally make appointments yep. with people?
People usually email me, so you can email me. It's info@calistawest.com. It's CalistaWest.com. Or you can call me or text me. My cell is 617-855-7778.
Awesome. And we can't forget your Instagram. That's where it all began. So let us know how to get in touch with you there as well.
My handle on Instagram is also Calista West, CalistaWest. So it's a great, I'm using that sort of as my portfolio for projects and things that I'm working on, so people can can follow me there.
I love it. Now, obviously, really briefly, because I know you're kind of on a tight schedule today being a busy girl boss, but tell us about what's popular for the holiday season. Like, what, obviously, now we're heading into November already. Tell us about, you know, what's selling, what's hot right now.
Well, I have people who are, you know, I feel like the classics never die. People are always looking for diamond studs, or they want to upgrade their wedding bands, and so they're, you know, they're looking for like a, you know, a little bit of an upgrade on their wedding band. Or then I have, you know, I have the younger clients who they want like an initial letter necklace or something like that.
I love that. Well, it's all about the custom, which I love. So you really can just create whatever the client wants, which is so awesome.
If you can imagine it, I can have it done.
No, I know. And of course, your biggest part of your business we haven't even tapped into yet, of course, is engagements. So, you know, How does that work in terms of if a guy or, you know, even as a couple, they want to come and meet with you? What do you normally do if I were somebody as an outsider coming in to meet with you for the first time?
So this is a perfect example that I just had yesterday. I have a client who I've been in touch with since earlier this year, and we've met a couple of times. And so they emailed me, and we've narrowed it down to the range of what they're looking for in terms of a diamond. And they made an appointment with me. I met with them in Boston at a private office, and they came to me, and I walked them through the four C's and beyond that, and I helped them look at the diamonds and explained everything to them. And once they picked the diamond, we picked out a setting, and they wanted something very classic, but I could do absolutely anything custom. And then from there, I have my jewelry in New York, put it together, and then I wrap it up in a few weeks, and I send it off.
Love it. Now, what is usually the time frame of from when you put the order in till when, you know, you would get it to, you know, propose?
If it's not a complicated project, I would say the fastest turnaround time would be 2 to 3 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks at the most. And then if it's a really special, intricate project, it could take, you know, anywhere up to 6 months, but that would be like something that's a very, very intricate special piece.
Right. But you need to know that because some people plan like years in advance, you know, like,
right.
Totally.
Yeah. So guys need to plan. If guys are planning to get engaged, they need to give themselves at least a month from the time that they pick out their diamond. So
that's good to know. See, fun facts with Calista today on the podcast. That's awesome. So before we close out, give us one, give us some words of wisdom. What is some insight as an entrepreneur that you've learned that you want to teach people who are interested in being an entrepreneur or already an entrepreneur?
Network, network, network. Yeah. I have reached out to everybody and anybody in the business and have made a lot of friends along the way. And people have been so supportive, and just ask as many questions as you can and learn and apply it.
I love it. I mean, that is key. It's all about who you know at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So awesome. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on today. So everybody can write you an email, call you on your cell, follow you on Instagram, and those are your best outlets to get in touch with you, correct?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on today, Calista. It's been so fabulous having you.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. And everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to Next On Scene, and be sure to stay tuned for Who's Next. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next On Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@jzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for Who's Next on Scene.